Hey Tunes, this is Erhard Rittimann. I am the founder of Personal Breakthrough Academy and the CEO of Communication Partners. Welcome to video number 7, where I teach you how to break through your resistance to change so that you can grow on a sustainable basis and reach your full potential. We have already covered 7 points in the 9-step process of how to break through. And I just want to quickly remind you of the first step. You may remember the trans formula model, which is a memory hook so that you can remember the 9 steps much easier. Let's talk just briefly about step number one. Step number one in breaking through is knowing your task. Ask yourself, what is my task? What do I have to learn here? And as I say, I prefer to talk about the task and not a problem. Some people love to talk about problems. But important is that you acknowledge that you have a task you have to work on. Step number two is resistance. Accept your resistance. It's very normal that when you are in a process and where we are stuck or we don't know how to move on, we are in a difficult situation, that there is some resistance to do the next steps. This is very normal. Accept it. We are human beings. We don't have to be perfect. We just look for progress, for doing our best. Then the next step, step number three in the process, is analyze. Analyze your emotion. When you see that you can't move on, that something's going on that keeps you away from doing what you want, take some time, step back, and analyze your emotions. How are you feeling? What is it that goes on within your body that starts to create a whole chain of different thoughts that most probably turn the spiral even down? And be aware of that, analyze your emotion, and then move on to step number four. Step number four in the process is notice. Notice your reaction and learn to understand it. If you have some emotions, you normally tend to react in a certain way. That's how we condition ourselves over time. If this and this happens, this is our normal reaction to that. But it's important that we really start to look for that and not just move on. So we really have to notice what is the reaction, and we have to learn to understand it. And as I said, just you saw it automatically it popped up in my language, is start. The next step, step number five, is start. What started your reaction? Look for the trigger. You noticed your reaction, and you already analyzed your emotion, but look for that very specific moment where your reaction started. What is it exactly that triggered your behavior? How did you know that it was time to do that? Who told you, or how does it start? Normally, if you look exactly at these moments, when we find that very specific point in time where we have the opportunity to use our free will, and we really grasp it and become aware of that, we realize suddenly that we have a choice, that we do not have to react the way we always do. We don't have to be a victim of our circumstances or of our habits. We really can do something else. And then we are already at step number seven. Step number seven is find a better answer. What is the desired habit you want to kick off instead of going down the drain? And really take some time, because if you're already going through that and you notice you have found the trigger, you are really gaining more and more control over the whole process. So take time and look at all the opportunities you never have thought about. Ask yourself, what is it that is available to me beside everything else I already looked at? And by doing that, you're opening up your brain And suddenly new neural pathways, new connections can be built or can be recalled, maybe from former experiences which were not so strong as the old ones. And now we are already at step number 7, which is the new step for today. Step number 7 is own. Own your decision. Once you have found a better answer and you have decided where you want to go, which way you want to take, how you are going to react in a specific circumstance, then really own your decision. Become the owner of what you're going to do. And direct your attention fully on that process. Maybe you have heard the saying, where attention goes, energy flows, and results show. And believe me, this is absolutely true. And in really owning your decision, in fully embracing your decision and being confident that you can do that, and directing your attention, your full attention on each and every step you're going to do in executing your decision, you're gaining more and more control, you're gaining more and more confidence, and you will see that suddenly really change becomes easier and easier and easier. Yes, these were already the 7 steps. We have 2 more steps to cover. We will do in the next videos. Congratulations that you have made it so far. I'm so proud of you, because if you're just going through these 7 steps until now, again and again and again, you start to realize, though you haven't made the last 2 steps yet, you have already changed. You are a very different person than before you started to listen to or to watch this video. And believe me or not, and you have seen it when I was talking, I immediately came up with the next step when I was explaining about the notice already for my subconscious mind, okay, the word start. And this is what's going to happen with you as well. And if you want, in the meantime, really be part of the community, exchange yourself with others who are learning the same thing, please go to my Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/personalbreakthroughsecrets. Post your questions there, comment on other people's experiences, or also here in this video, give me your comments, let me know what it is that you want to learn. If something is not clear, if you want to know more about anything, let me know. I'll be more than happy to cover that in another video series right after I told you the personal breakthrough formula. Thank you very much for being here with me today. Have a wonderful time and see you soon in the next video, where I teach you step number 8 and one of the very, very important steps to make change permanent. Thank you for being here and have a wonderful day.